My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now, great chatting with Tilly Grace. Tilly, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
Yeah, anytime. And I'm doing well. So first off, well, in just a little bit, I want to ask you about your debut brand new song here in just a moment. But tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally? And kind of was music and country music more specifically something that you kind of always wanted to be a part of from a young age?
Definitely. It was always playing in the house. So definitely. And I was a superstar growing up as a kid. Oh my gosh. Yeah. But anyway, I'm from Sudbury, Ontario, and I'm a mother of an 11-month-old little baby girl. I went on my mat leave and I said, you know what? Now is the time to perfectly dive into music, something I've always wanted to do. So that's exactly what I did. I met with Sean Moore and met some more great people, wrote a ton of great songs, and released my first debut single.
That's super exciting. And I do want to ask you about that Summertime Cliche. It's a fantastic song. Been listening to this one. Tell us kind of the story behind this one and the writing process. How did this one kind of come to be?
Yeah, of course. So Summertime Cliche was written back in April. It was a cold, rainy day, typical sad April day, and we wanted to look forward to the summer months. So I wrote this back with Sean Moore, Matt Teed, and Jessica Soule, and okay, we wanted to write a summer song, but we were all like, we don't want your typical party, grab a beer kind of tune, you know? Like, we wanted something really unique and different, but at the end of the day, we ended up writing a summertime cliche because it's a straight to the point, confident message of exactly what someone is looking for in a summertime relationship, and exactly something that they don't want. So, and that is how Summertime Cliche came as our hook, because we said it from the start, it's not what we wanted.
Yeah. For sure. It came out really awesome. It's a great tune. I actually, not this past CCMAs, but the CCMAs before that, I met Matt Teed and Jessica Soule. They've been on my show a couple of times. Great, great people. And and when it comes to writing this one, was Summertime Cliche kind of a title that you had kind of from the get-go? Did that kind of come as the lyrics were being written? Or how was that writing process like for you?
So Summertime Cliche came from like right the start of it. We, like I said, did not have really anything in mind other than we wanted to write a summer song. So we basically said it right from the start. We didn't want the Summertime Cliche. And as many times as we said, we're like, you know what, that's our hook. That's what we're going to do.
I love it. That's very, very cool. And I love hearing kind of the songwriting process. Absolutely fascinates me. And it's great to hear how kind of the story, but how songs come to be. I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity to play this song live, whether it be acoustically with a band or any. I know it's relatively brand new. Have you had an opportunity to play this one live in any capacity?
Not yet. I have played it in some garage parties with some friends, but that's about it. But no, I have not had the opportunity to play it live yet. That is on the list coming early 2024, though.
Okay.
To play more shows, too.
Right. No, I for sure. And obviously with kind of the I guess it's technically not winter yet. It's going to be winter officially in a couple of weeks. But with the winter season, I know live shows and that kind of thing are a little more scarce. And so tell us a little bit what's kind of coming up for you. And looking ahead to 2024, are you planning to be busy playing live shows? What's kind of the outlook of 2024 looking like for you here in the early stages, or I guess the late stages of 2023?
Yeah, of course. So my producer, Sean Moore, and I, we're going to get back in the studio early 2024, and we're going to go through all the songs that we've written, and I've written in the last, I guess, 6 months to a year, mm-hmm. and kind of pick our top contenders, and hopefully release some good tunes for you guys in the early 2024 and late 2024. Lots of shows. I'm hoping to play lots of live shows, and I'm hoping to attend a lot of the events as well, like the CMAOs again. It's always a blast to attend those and meet all the new people.
Yeah, For sure, absolutely. And Tilly, before we let you go, if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, obviously a lot of cool things on the way for you. Maybe social media platforms, website. How can people follow along with what you're up to and whether it be upcoming events and that kind of thing? How can people follow along?
Yeah, of course. I have my Instagram, which is Tilly Grace Music. I have TikTok. I have Facebook. Pretty much all the social platforms. And I also have my website. It's tillygracemusic.ca, and I'm always up to date on there as well.
Perfect. We're looking forward to what is on the way for you. Again, absolutely love the sound of your new tune, your debut song, and we wish you all the best going forward, Tilly. It's been great chatting with you, and we really appreciate your time and looking forward to what is on the way for me. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much, Matt. We'll talk again soon.